Word of God, and we're this morning right back in the Song of Solomon, and chapter number 7 and verse number 4 in the Song of Solomon this morning. And bring the thought that I wrestled with for some time this week, trying to figure out exactly how to approach the message for this morning. And last night started outlining three different times and threw it in the trash. And finally God spoke to my heart about a thought. And I want to try to bring it to us this morning. Song of Solomon chapter 7 and verse 4. Thy neck is as a tower of ivory, thine eyes like the fish pools in Heshbon by the gate of Beth Rabbim. Thy nose is as the tower of Lebanon, which looketh toward Damascus. Now may the Lord add His blessing to the reading of the Word of God this morning. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank You this morning for the privilege of being in the house of God. I thank You for the good songs. Thank You for the good testimony. Thank You, Lord, for Brother Mike and Sister Bobby being with us. I pray that You'd help us to be a blessing to them. May the Spirit of God descend in this place today in a flame of fire, Lord, to bless our hearts, strengthen our lives. I pray that You'll save sinners, revive the people of God, and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll thank You for doing it in His lovely name. Amen and amen. Thank You. And you may be seated this morning. All right, we want to pick up our thought in verse 4, the last part of that verse, where the Bible said, "Thy nose is as a tower of Lebanon, which looketh toward Damascus." And in the Spirit's description of the church, or Solomon's description, the Holy Spirit moves from the eyes to the nose. The eyes being that part of the body that we use to see, and the nose that God has given us that we might smell. And I want to, by the help of God this morning, preach on this thought: I smell a rat. I smell a rat. Now, that's right, isn't it? He's given us our nose that we might smell. Unfortunately, not everything that smells like a rose. There are some odors that aren't pleasant to our sense of smell. And that's what I want to preach on this morning. I smell a rat. In church at Island Ford Baptist. And by the help of God this morning, I'm going to call that rat by name. I'm going to identify and expose the rat that's been causing us all of our troubles at Island Ford Baptist Church. Now notice with me, if you would please, the position of this nose. The Bible said that it is like the Tower of Babylon. And it goes on to say that looketh toward Damascus. That is, that nose stands like a sentinel pointed in the direction of our enemy. Damascus is the capital of Syria, and the Syrians have always been the enemy of Israel, or the people of God. If you've read in the king's accounts in the Old Testament, you will read there where Ahaz, when he was king of Judah, went down into Damascus, and the Bible said there that he saw an altar in that pagan land. And that on his return trip back to Jerusalem, that he copied that pagan altar and built that altar in the house of God. But church, Damascus and Syria has always been the enemy of God. And Christ likens the nose of our body to a sentinel that we might discover, that we might recognize the enemies that God, that is in this world that would oppose the very work of Almighty God. I want to say that the church should have the ability to discern, to detect, and to discover evil, errors, and the enemy that is ever before us. Somebody said, Brother Hall, I don't have any enemies. God help you. You must not be doing much for God if you never encountered the enemy. Because I'll assure you, my friend, if we're going to ever accomplish anything for God, mark it down, the enemy will be there to oppose everything that God's people ever try to do or accomplish in this life. That'll bring eternal glory to God. Do you know that the devil is ever at work, my friend, to deprive the Lord of the glory that is due His wonderful name? Stay with me now. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse number 14 says, "But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." I want to say, my friend, that as a spiritual child of God, that we ought to be able to discern both things that are good and evil. I wanted to preach entirely out of that verse of Scripture, because the word good there means things of value. And the word evil means things that are worthless. And we ought to be able to discern between that which has value and that which is absolutely worthless to the cause of Christ. May I say to you that we need to discover the value of Christ? The Bible said in Corinthians that Christ, that we have this treasure in earthen vessels. I wonder if we really today discern or understand the value that we have in the Lord Jesus as He dwells within us. I wonder if folks really understand the value of church. Oh, I'd say that most people don't really understand the value that we have in the house of God. Coming to church, sitting under preaching, worshiping God, praising our Lord, fellowshipping with one another, and God has ordained that church as a place to meet with His people and bless His people. Now, Brother Steve was a teaching on fear this morning. And there's very few people, my friend, that really discern the value of the Christian valleys that we walk through as a child of God and what God can accomplish in our life. There are things of value and there are things that are worthless, and we ought to be able to discern those. And he goes on to say in John, 1 John chapter 4 and verse 6, he said, "We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." Somebody said, "What are you saying, preacher?" I'm saying we ought to be able to discern evil. We ought to be able, my friend, not only to discern evil, but we ought to be able to detect our enemies and detect error when it is in the house of God. Then he goes on to say in Philippians 3, verses 17 through 19, "Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame, who mind earthly things." And the word walk is mentioned at least twice there. When Paul is referring to walking as he walks as an example, that is referring to a straight and a narrow way. But walking as those that walk unruly is a broad way. They just trample on anything that they want to trample on. To walk as we have Paul as an example is to walk in rank. It's to march in obedience to that Bible. Oh, yes, it is to be obedient to God and His precept. But those that walk unruly are those that have no restraint. They have living in the broad way. They can just go anywhere that they please, my friend, and live any kind of a life that they want to live. And you and I, by the help and the grace of God, ought to have enough spirituality about us to discern and detect the enemies of the cross of Christ at the house of God. Oh, I smell a rat this morning. When I said I'm going to name that rat, some of you turned blue. Some of the rest of you turned green. You know why? You thought I was going to call your name out. Come on in the house, children. I smell a rat. He said, your nose is like a tower of Lebanon that looketh down toward Damascus. He said, the church, his nose has a nose that is like a sentinel that is always pointed in the direction of the enemy, that it might detect the enemy of God. That nose is used for smelling, isn't it? Is that right or not? Let me ask you something. Do you smell your food before you eat it? You know whether it's going to taste good or taste bad, right? Huh? Oh, I smell a rat. I smell a rat in the house of God. I'm getting ready to cripple some of you right here. I'm going to name that rat. And by the way, that rat is right here in the house of God today. That rat is a person. And that rat is ever present at Island Ford Baptist Church. That rat, Miss Sharon, has robbed us of our shout. That rat has deprived us of our worship. That rat has closed up heaven. That rat has strangled our prayer. That rat has strangled our fellowship. That rat has strangled our preaching. I'm telling you, I smell a rat in the house of God this morning. Anybody know where he's at? We'll snort him out of here in just a minute. Don't get shook up, children. I'm smelling a rat. Does anybody else smell that rat besides me? Huh? Somebody said, you clowning around. I'm trying to get your attention. You smell it? I'm going to tell you that rat's name that has hurt us and hindered us, that is doing their most to destroy us and deprive us in this fellowship of the rich blessings of God. You know what the rat's name is, young lady? Do you? Well, you boys know? I'm going to hold you there a while. Somebody may confess something. Now, I'm going to preach in a minute. I'm just in the introduction. Boy, I smell a rat. He said, the nose of the church looks toward Damascus. Always standing there looking toward the enemy. To smell the first odor that might arise up from that crowd. That's a stench in the nostrils of Almighty God. Are you ready now? I can't go on much longer without calling his name. I smell a rat. Call the devil. Oh, yes, that's his name, D-E-V-I-L. And by the way, I try not to even capitalize the D in his name when I write it down. Oh, he is a rat, friend. Greatest enemy I know of the people of God is the devil. I'm going to tell you why things are a little tight this morning. He don't want himself exposed. Oh, somebody said, where will you find him? In the darkest place, my friend, in the house of God, where you find him. I'll never forget, years ago, I was reading an article. And this lady said that her husband pastored a church for a number of years. And said she went in one day into his study and said the old gentleman had sitting there and said he just looked despondent and he'd resigned his church because of his age. And said his wife said, "Honey, what in the world's bothering you?" And he said, "Well, sweetheart," he said, "the devil's attacked my mind and my heart. He's told me that there's no God, that God's dead, I'm not saved, I'm going to hell, there's no use of serving God." And she said, "Honey, you know that the devil is a liar and the father of lies. And you know that he's a deceiver and he wants to deceive you and deprive you of the blessings of God. And that you're saved, you've been a preaching, you've been born again all these years." Said the old man, perked up, boy, and got a smile on his face and got happy all over again. Said he went on just fine for about 2 weeks. And said she walked in the room one day and said in the bedroom and is sitting on the edge of the bed and had his head down between his legs. And said his wife looked at him and said, "Honey," said, "surely you're not discouraged and defeated again, are you?" He raised up with a smile on his face and said, "No." Said, "I'm really not discouraged at all." Said, "The devil got on my back and told me again I was lost. But said, I realized he had been in the darkest place in the house. And I just slid my Bible up under the bed and told him to read John 3:16. Because I figured that would be the darkest place in the house this morning." Are you listening to me? I hope somebody will loosen up now and help me preach this morning. I smell a rat in the house of God, friend. And his name is the devil, the old slew foot. I want to say first of all that he accuses the brethren. He is the accuser of the brethren. Revelation 12:10 said, "And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven," a loud voice for all you pep squeaks, "Now has come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before God day and night." Y'all don't mind if I define that word accused to you this morning, do you? I'm going to prove to you that he's in here this morning. Huh? Let me define the word accused. It means to hold down by charging the members of a congregation with some offense. Are you listening to me? Do you reckon the devil might be holding us down this morning? Do you reckon that he is accusing the brethren this morning? I wonder what's running through your mind. What are you thinking about somebody else in the house of God this morning? Come on now, children, into the house. What have you allowed the devil to attack your mind with and accuse a member of this congregation with? I'm going to tell you some areas that we're held down in. I told you should have shouted on that song. Hey, he'll hold down our testimony. Psalm 107 verse number 2 said, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." I want to ask you something this morning. Have you been redeemed from the hand of the enemy? Has the power of God plucked you out of the power of Satan's clutch this morning and redeem you from his power, from his penalty? Someday, thank God, from his very presence we're getting out of this place. I asked for testimonies this morning. You all sat and looked at me like a calf in a new gate. Some of you ain't testified in so long, I don't know where you know how to testify. Some of you I ain't never heard testify. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Now listen, don't you testify this morning. You might encourage somebody. I don't know about you, friend, but it blesses my heart to hear Brother Jerome tell about how he was 365 feet down. It stirs my soul to hear Brother Andy talk about how God got him off the bar stool. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He'll hold back. Oh, that, hey, no, your own testimony. I know what he'll tell you. I know what he'll accuse you of. Your testimony's old and stale. Everybody's heard it 100 times, but just tell it again. Just tell it again. Just tell it again. It stirs my soul if you just tell it again how God redeemed you. Miller Rath this morning, the house of God, he'll hold down our testimony. May I say that he'll hold down our talk? Somebody said, "Preacher, you're crazy." What do you mean hold down our talk? You know, when the Lord got into the land of Gadara, and that maniac met him out of the tombs, cutting himself day and night in the tombs, no man could tame him. I'm talking about a wild man, friend. A wild man. And the Lord cast that legion of devils out of that wild man. And the old maniac in chapter 5 of the book of Mark said, "Lord, let me go with you." And here's what the Lord told him to do. "Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee." Let me ask you, come on in the house, children. When was the last time you told somebody what God had done for you in your life? Oh, he'll hold back our talk. Don't tell nobody. Don't tell nobody you're saved now. I mean, after all, I can be a Nicodemus. I can be a silent disciple of Christ. Bull! So now, like that old song, I said I wouldn't tell it to a living soul. How's it go? How Jesus, when he brought salvation to my soul, but I found I couldn't hide such love as Jesus did impart. I'm telling you, son, I want to find somebody and tell them what God has done for me. But if you listen to the devil, he'll tell you don't have a story to tell. Well, after all, you're not even a preacher. And it'll embarrass you. Well, my Bible said if you're ashamed of Christ, he'll be ashamed of you also. That's right. I tell you, I smell a rat. When's the last time we told somebody about the grace of Calvary? About the good love of God? Oh, I'm telling you, he'll accuse your mind. He'll hold you down in your testimony and in your talk. I'm going to tell you another place he'll hold you down. He'll hold you down in your tears. Oh, I'm a big man, buddy. I'm not going to cry. I'm going to tell you what you are. You are a hard-hearted, egg-sucking devil. That's where we're all living. A broken heart and a contrite spirit thou wilt not despise, O God. He that goeth forth and weepeth bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. I'm telling you, when was the last time that we cried? After all, we're tough. We're not Muslims. We're Christians. And I'm going to tell you, if the captain of my salvation looked out over Jerusalem and wept over the sins of his people, should not you and I, my friend, be able to weep over the sins of our society? If Nehemiah sat down and wept over the situation in Jerusalem and the reproach of the people of God, should not you and I be able to sit down with a broken heart and a contrite spirit and weep over the reproach that is laid upon the people of God in the hour that we're living in? I've never seen such a mess in all my life. And I'm going to tell you, we're listening to a lie out of the devil. We come to church, Miss Angie, and sit like a bunch of knots on logs. Well, I'm not going to shout no more unless it's real. I ain't going to testify unless it's real. Are you saved? Are you really saved? If you're really saved, it is real. Well, I want to make sure God's in it. Maybe you ought to make sure God's in you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
I'm tired of letting the devil hold me down. If the grave can't hold me down, let God, I ain't going to let the devil hold me down. Come on. Amen. Box Miller Rat, where you at, you egg sucker? I ain't heard a testimony out of some of your people so long, I think they forgot it. Ain't seen a tear in an eye for so long, they don't know how to weep no more. Ain't heard some of them ever tell about telling somebody about Jesus. Woo! Is it hurting her? She'll think hurts her. Praise God. I smell a rat. I won't say secondly. Not only does this devil accuse the brethren, but he assists in temptation. Buddy, I smell him in here this morning. Huh? I'm glad, thank God, I've got my nose toward Damascus. I smell an odor. It's a stinking, slimy rat. Smells like a septic tank. Smells like a cesspool. Smells like the city sewer system. He's slime. Oh, yes, he's worse than slime. Buddy, we want to treat him like a cream puff. Don't make him mad. I'd rather make him mad, bless God, and go down a fighting than I would sit down like a possum. I'm on the house, children. Some of you fellas sitting there on Tuesday night told me you'd come to help me pray for a jubilee and for money. Where on God's name was you at last night? Come on the house, children. I said he will assist in temptation. Somebody, I didn't say he is the actual tempter. I said he assists in it. Let no man say when I am tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted. When, Brother Hall? When he's drawn away of his own lust. Sorry, lazy, owns the lust and flesh. Son has, oh yes, and a little enticement from the devil. After all, I've worked all day. Praise God. Chewing gum. I'm wore out. My jaws are tired. Ain't got enough energy to pray tonight. My jaw's too tired. Well, seeing how your jaws is tired from chewing gum, won't you just stay home tonight?
Yeah. Amen. Nail it now.
I said I smell a rat.
Amen.
He assists in temptation, friend. Uh-huh. And here's what he'll attempt you to do. He will tempt you to deny the Lord.
Amen.
Now somebody said, preacher, never verbally with my lips would I ever deny God. What about with our actions?
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something, friend. Actions speak a whole lot louder than your words do. Don't tell me how much you love God. Show me how much you love God.
Amen.
I saw a person the other day had on a big t-shirt, had don't just talk the talk, walk the walk. Had on a big old baggy t-shirt and a pair of shorts on. And the hair straggling, hanging down, looked like a reprobate. And I thought, buddy, that's really walking the walk.
Yeah.
People today don't know anything about walking the walk.
Amen.
Oh, are you listening to me? Somebody said, now, preacher, he won't tempt us to deny the Lord. He won't. What are you going to do about the statement the Lord made to Simon? Simon, Simon, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. They went on that verse. The Lord said, and old brother Peter said, Lord, I am ready to go with thee both into prison and into death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, that the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt deny that thou knowest me. Son, I'm not talking about Brother Hall now. I'm talking about one of the 11. Oh, no, we're just not going to one of the 11. We're going to one of the 3 in the inner circle of the 11. We're talking about one, my friend, that was in the upper room, was in Gethsemane, saw the Lord pray, saw His perspiration as great drops of blood, and shortly thereafter told some little old girl, I don't know Him.
You think maybe Satan, Lord hath desire, Satan hath desire to have it as sift as wheat.
Amen.
Lord, I'm ready to die with you. Are you?
Amen.
I'm ready to go to prison. I'm ready to die for you, Lord, are we?
Amen.
I smell a rat.
Amen.
And folks, it's no disgrace. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
It ought not to disgrace us. I'm here to tell you,
Amen.
If some of the strongest, most spiritual men in history was tripped up by the devil, don't think that he won't trip you and I. And son, he's been slipping this church of Mickey now for so many months. I'm sick and tired, fed up with that egg-sucking devil. I'm ready to put my boot, buddy, my foot in the backside of his tail end and put him out the front door. And bless your heart if he's kindled his deceitfulness in your heart and you're not willing to get it out. Then bless God, let you go out the door with him, buckwheat.
Amen.
He ain't over here in the piano player, is he? See, we can smell him up here in the choir. I'm smelling for that rat, boys. He's around here somewhere. I smell a rat. Could he be behind the pulpit? God forbid that he should be influencing the man of God, but I'm going to smell. I'm going to check it out. Maybe he's in the song leader. Maybe he's over here in this special music. I smell a rat.
Amen.
On the house, children. Are you listening? Tempts us to deny the Lord. He'll tempt us to doubt. Are you listening? To doubt His Word. In Matthew 14, disciples out in that storm, come on in the house and watch. Now listen carefully now. Here comes Jesus walking on the water. They thought it was a spirit and cried out. Jesus said, fear not! It's me and old Peter again. There's old big mouth Peter again. Said, Lord, if it's Thee, bid me to come to Thee on the water. He started walking on that water. Some of you used to walk on the water.
Amen.
But you into about the loins now.
Amen.
When he saw the waves boisterous. When that family problem got rough. He began to sink. When the finances got tight, he began to sink. When the children rebelled, he began to sink. When it started getting a little dry down at the church house, they began to cuss the preacher and sink.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you what we better do is open up our stupid eyes this morning.
Amen.
Realize who we're fighting, friend. And the Lord stretched forth His hand and caught him. And these words, wherefore didst thou doubt? Brother Steve teaching on, the fear of God in Sunday school this morning. I'm going to tell you what fear of God is, friend. It's trusting Him in every situation of life to do you right. That's why Isaac could lay down on that altar and never back against the knife of his father Abraham.
Amen.
He trusted his father to do him right in every situation.
Amen.
Somebody said, but Brother Hall, I've been done wrong, but not by God.
Amen.
Ain't that right, Brother Shelby? God ain't never done you wrong.
Amen.
Oh, He don't know how to do His children wrong.
Amen.
Always does us right, friend. Well, the preacher done me wrong. Oh, but God ain't done you wrong.
Amen.
Sunday school teacher done me wrong. Oh, but God hadn't done you wrong.
Amen.
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 Right.
I'm here to tell you everything we've been going through in this church, at your home, and my home, friend, is there by sovereign design.
Amen.
And I could run my head through a brick wall this morning, swing out over hell on a corn silk, and sing Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He still smiles on His children there. And we're still the apple of God's eye. He's still building the church. He's still glorifying Himself. He's still doing the work that He's always been doing. Are you listening?
Amen.
Hallelujah. It ain't going to take long to get done. I want to say number three. I believe I left out one. I might have to go back and get it. No. He accuses a brethren. He assists in temptation. And I'm going to say, hey, He tempts us to doubt, but He tempts us to discouragement. Look at some of you this morning. You about the pitifulest looking sight I've ever seen. You know what you look like? A wet sock. Some of you look like a piece of spaghetti, son, that's been boiled for a week.
Woo!
I'm trying to encourage you this morning. Somebody said, but Brother Hall, there ain't much joy left down at the church. I'm going to tell you what David done when he didn't find any joy in the congregation. He encouraged himself in the Lord. Bless your heart.
Come on, you need to learn, bless God. You don't follow your strength from here. You don't follow your strength from there.
Amen.
You throw your praise from Christ Almighty.
Amen.
Can I give you this thought right quick? That little old woman in 2 Kings 4, she cried to the man of God. Said, Elisha! Said, my husband was a man that feared God. And he's dead. And the creditors have come to take my two boys and sell them till the debt's paid. You know, can anybody quote what Elisha said? You ain't going to leave me, are you? And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do to thee? What can I do? That's exactly where some of you are living now. What? Hey, Brother Hall's got to help me. What can I do? I'm going to tell you what Elisha's trying to do there, friend. To get her eyes off of the man of God and get them on Christ.
Amen.
God help you if you're looking to me.
Right.
And look here. She had the deliverance, son, sitting in her house all the time. He said, what have you got in your house? She said, nothing but one little old measly pot of oil.
Amen.
He said, praise God, that's enough.
Take
a little initiative. Now, lady, I'm not going out and borrow them vessels. Go get your own vessels. Bring them to the house and shut the door upon you. Said the things that the Holy Ghost is going to do in you is much too holy for the world out yonder to see. He's fixing to fill your oil cup, friend. Woo! Hallelujah to God. Shut the door on the house of God. Uh-oh, that done it. That done it. We're shutting her down, friend. This will be the last live broadcast of Island Ford Baptist Church until God says open her back up. Close it up! What I'm going to do is much too holy to advertise. You don't cast your pearl before swine. That's why everybody out there, one reason everybody hates us. They never come to church here, but they hate us because they hear a few things on the radio. They never hear it all. One little remark and they hate us. Hate me. It's like a fellow said across the way over here, said, now Brother Hall's got a wonderful family, but he definitely been affected with Agent Orange. I say that the devil assists in tempting you to discouragement. I'm fixing to prove it to you. You think he ain't in it? Where you at? Ought to be hard to find. He stinks to the high heavens. Smells like a dirty sock. Worse than a pair of old drawers that's been worn for 6 months. Stinks! Listen, hey, when Israel came to Kadesh Barnea and they turned back, the Lord is rehearsing that in Deuteronomy 1:28 and said, "Whither shall we go? Our brethren have discouraged our heart, saying the people is greater." They still are! Amen. The devil's crowd is still greater than what we are. Woo! But greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah! The devil's crowd is great, but son, I'm not dependent on what I can do. I'm dependent on what God has already done. Hallelujah! That's right! The people are greater than we are, always have been, always will be. But I've got a big brother. Woo! And they're taller than we. And the cities are great and walled up to heaven. And moreover, we've seen the sons of Anak there. You know what they said? That 10 come back from that survey trip and said, "Hey, I'm going to tell you something. The devil's over there."
Yeah. Amen.
"Don't go. We're no match for him."
Amen.
Now Caleb said, "We'd be able." I'm going to tell you what Caleb was saying. There's a right spirit in Caleb. Caleb was saying, "The God whom I serve, He'll take care of that situation for me." What situation you in this morning you don't think God can fix for you?
Amen.
What's got you discouraged this morning? What's got you brokenhearted? What's got you grieved? What's got you sick in your soul? He'll help you. Praise God, I'm trying to help you, and He will help you.
Amen.
I want to magnify Him to you this morning.
Amen.
Walked by Angie the other night. She's sitting there holding little old Matthew, Joseph, whatever his name is. I get them too confused. That and the Nat, wherever he's at. You ain't letting Ann hold him, are you? God help. I'm going to have to talk to you about that, Sharon. I walked by Angie, she's sitting there holding that little old baby. And I said, "You dreaming? Hoping?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "Keep on hoping."
Amen.
She ever loses hope?
Yes,
there'll be no boy. But I'm here to tell you, son, they that have set their hope in God have never been disappointed. Son, He will not disappoint His people. If we have set our hope in God, He will deliver us time and time again. Brought you out, didn't He, Brother Wayne?
Yes, sir, He did.
I could tell you a few stories about Wayne and Sharon. Praise God, makes me... Woo! Watch God work. Still got hope, ain't you, Brother Jerome?
Yes, sir.
It's getting better, too. The hope is increasing. I see three of them little beauties sitting here on the front row in the house of God.
Amen.
Somebody said, "You're a nut." I'm screwed onto the right bolt this morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
old Brother Mike sitting over there. Now, God just laid this on my heart, so I'm going to say it. He, through the encouragement of some, he resigned his church down there a couple of weeks ago. Now, I wouldn't be at all surprised. It may not be showing a whole lot, but I wouldn't be at all surprised if the devil just didn't jump right up there and say, I told you. I told you. Might as well not go down there. Bless your heart too, honey. I'll shake your little hand. God bless you.
Exactly right. Please.
Did he tell you that?
That's right.
Christ said, He'll never, God will never use you no more. You've done washed up. Somebody said, how do you know he says that? Because the egg-sucking, lying, stinking, smelling rat tells me that about 7 days a week. Let me ask you something. Are you still saved?
Yes,
are you still sitting in the house of God?
Yes.
Son, God ain't done with you yet if you're still in the house of God. Oh, no, they still hope. Woo! Yes, he's a stinking discourager. Oh, he's a stinking devil, all right, and I smell him, and he's a low-life rat.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to say in closing about this rat I smell. He accuses the brethren. He assists in temptation. But I want you to know, friend, that he attacks the people of God.
Amen.
I'm going to ask you something. Let me just ask Brother Ricky. I believe he's an honest man. Old Rockin' Rick back here.
Amen.
Found a rocking chair the other day for $75 in the show until started to buy it for him. Let me ask you something. Would it hurt you more if God cut off your arm? Why, that little boy laying there, his arm. Who do you think is the greatest enemy the devil's got? Jesus.
Amen.
Genesis 3:15, the fountainhead of all prophecy.
Amen.
I'll put enmity between thy seed and her seed.
Yes, sir.
The devil bruised his heel, but Jesus bruised his head.
Amen.
Now I'm going to tell you something. They are bitter enemies, and I don't give a flip what. The Mormon, the Jehovah's Witness say they were not brothers in heaven.
That's right.
That's that is the devil's crown.
That's right.
No brother in heaven. And I'm going to tell you something, friend. Every time the devil walks up to Steve and punches him, Jesus has a tear that runs down his face. Every time the devil can attack you and make you right,
amen.
It breaks the heart of your Father which is in heaven, friend.
Amen.
And to try to get even with Christ, he will attack the children of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's good now.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
I hurt for my family.
Amen.
More than I hurt for me. And I'm going to, you don't have to believe this, but I hurt more for you than I do for me.
Amen.
Somebody say, I wish he'd quit hammering on us about coming to church and just sitting there. And not. I can't because I love you.
Amen.
And it grieves me.
Amen.
To see you grieve. And I've got to keep Brother Mark a-preaching and putting my nose in the rat holes and sniffing and smelling until I find where that rat is at.
Amen.
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 He'll attack the people of God, friend.
Amen.
Are you listening? Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Can I say to you that he attacks our work? Old Nehemiah was up on that wall, building that wall, and here come old Sandok and Tobias said, come down! Quit building that wall! Well, how can I come down? I've got a great work to do. What's the use of getting your television out of the house? What's the sense of raising your kids right? Won't you come down off the wall?
Amen.
Quit praying. Quit worshiping. What's the use? What's the use of building the wall? Stop building the ark. I'm going to tell you something, friend. If Noah had listened to him, his family would have drowned.
Amen.
You better close your ears to that devil.
Amen.
Home is no need of praying for your family no more. And by the way, WSOF is full of hell and a has-been. God's done with it. Who are you listening to?
Amen.
He attacks the work. Now I'm telling you, the work of God in this place that's in a front room.
Amen.
Sitting there talking to old Brother Mike this morning about some of the good times, boy, I've seen around here. He said it never failed. You could always come on Saturday and expect something to happen, buddy. And I've seen him preach on top of the building. That's right. I've seen people come from all over Madisonville in the county and sit in that parking lot and listen to the station while men's up yonder on the roof are preaching. Old Don Anderson up there one day playing that guitar, son, and a singing.
Amen.
So I wish I could think of that in the song. What is that song he sings, honey? I was a nobody, but going nowhere. Woo! But Jesus passed by my way, and now I'm a somebody. Hallelujah to God, and I'm going somewhere for the glory of God. And I'm not about to let the devil attack my family, attack the house of God, attack my friends, and lay down and die without putting up a fight. I'd say something, but y'all would accuse me of cussing. But I guess you can just accuse me. I tell him to go on to hell. That's where he's going anyway.
Amen.
Somebody said, how do we get rid of him? Fight!
Amen.
Resist the devil!
Amen.
He'll flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I didn't deepen that young one, did I? I hope not, Sister Woodrum. He attacks their work. May I say that he will attack your will?
Amen.
I will! Praise the Lord. Somebody said, now he don't do that. You just...
Amen.
Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. And he said in the book of Hebrews, I've come to do thy will, O God. I wonder what it was that attacked his will. And in that hour, in his flesh, in his humanity, he said, Lord, Father, if you be willing, let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless.
Amen.
I think I'll dance a little while, young lady.
Amen.
Would you like to have this dance with me, son?
Amen.
How about you, sis? You want to dance a while this morning? Do a little holy dance. If you don't will to pray, and you don't will to worship, and you don't will to praise God, and you don't will to be faithful, and you don't will to raise your family, and you don't will to live a holy life, and you don't will to live a dedicated life, you won't. You know what one of the greatest powers on the earth is? Will power.
Amen.
You know what keeps Christians going when nothing else will? Somebody said, our will. No, the will of the Father. Woo! Cater, that's right, ain't it? For it hath fear not, little children. For it hath pleased the Father to give unto you the kingdom.
Amen.
Yes.
Now listen. Everybody else is down in its morning, so just be like everybody else. And don't sing. Who said that? He had rat. Where are you headed? You. You're going to hear the same old message Hall preaches every Sunday. Who said that?
Go ahead now.
Nothing going to happen today. Who said that?
Amen.
He'll attack your work, your will. I'm going to tell you something else he attacks, and I'm closing. I'm done. He attacks while we wait. What are you waiting on? Him. To do whatever He pleases. But I'm going to tell you what some folks will do. Well, I know this charismatic church over there. I heard somebody over there got slayed in the spirit the other day. God's really moving over there. Well, I heard that this good old time General Baptist Church over there is really filled up with the joy of the Lord.
Yeah, and they lost it the next day.
I'm going to tell you what it's filled. Thank you. That's all. Well, I needed that. They got a lot of joy over there. Have they got a lot of joy? Or is that joy just a little bit of freedom to sin and get by with it? Got a puppet up there that won't preach against their sin.
God didn't ever remind us of our sin. If we didn't ever have to deal with sin.
And I'm going to tell you something. When you got to deal with that sin, friend. Now, somebody said, now, preacher, that's just it, though. We have to deal with that sin, and we ain't got no joy.
No.
You're confused. You ain't got no joy because you haven't dealt with your sin. You deal with the problem, friend. Well, I think I'll just ease on out. That crowd in Acts 27 said, "Lower that little ship, boys. You are, people are foolish. They don't want to get out of the ship to take a boat ride."
Amen.
You let that soak in on you. You'll catch that after a while. They want to get out of the big ship to take a boat ride. That's what they wanted to do in Acts 27. They had more confidence in a boat than they did the ship that they was riding in.
Yes, sir.
That'd be like getting up 25,000 feet and saying, "I got more confidence in this Piper Cub than I have that Boeing 757. If I go step out and change ships, I'm going to tell you, by the time you step out, that blast is going to catch you, friend. Smell a rat. Brother Holder, don't know what he's talking about. The grass is a little greener over there on the other side. Is it? Is it greener? I'm going to tell you why it's greener. Are you listening? I hope some of them is listening. I'm going to tell you why they're grass. I've got it up close. I want them to hear it. I'm going to tell you why the grass is growing a little taller and a little greener in some of the other pastures. Because they got a shepherd that ain't got enough guts to crank up the lawnmower and mow it.
Amen.
bunch of stinking harlots that will not preach and tell it like it is.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Y'all smell him?
Yes, sir.
I smell a stinking rat. And his name is Devil.
Amen.
Let's stand. I smell a rat this morning. I know. It's like the Tower of Lebanon that looketh toward Damascus. Better smell that enemy. He's a rat, boy. He is a real rat. Now, I know when I first started preaching, some of y'all tensed and tightened up. You thought I was going to call your name. Sure as the world. That's why it went to drawing up. But I called the name of the culprit that's causing all our problems. Our Father, I'm thankful for the privilege of preaching the house of God this day for your people. Thank you, Lord, for a listening ear and a kind heart. Thank you for your divine presence, the liberty that you provided. I do pray that you'll bless thy people today, that you'll save sinners. Get glory to yourself, and Lord, I'm asking you to put the devil on the run. Grant us the liberty of your presence. Grant us the liberty of your power. The blessing of heaven itself. I pray, Lord, as we leave this place today, that the grace of God and the goodness and the blessing of the Lord travel with us to revive and refresh our hearts. Meet every need that we have, satisfy our ever longing of our soul. Feed us with manna, holy manna, hidden manna. Bless us and draw us together. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. What is that, Brother George? 369. What a friend we have in Jesus. Let's stand together and sing that. You sang right out this morning. Would you do that? What a friend. I'm glad, thank God, he is my friend today. Thank God he's my friend today. Oh, we do, yes. I appreciate you being here. Can I tell you one other thing before we leave this morning? When you walk out that door, he's going to do exactly what I told you he'd do. The minute you walk out that door, he's going to jump your case. Mine too. See, the preacher's not exempt from him. No. You know what I'm going to tell him? Take a hike, pal. Take a long walk off a short pier.
Amen.
That's right.
I love you. I hope that God spoke to our heart a little bit this morning, give us a little something, get a hold of, stir us up, and help us. God bless you, Lord willing. Appreciate Brother Mike, Miss Bobby being with us.
Amen.
Lord willing, we'll see y'all tonight. God bless you.